From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. economic recession ended in June of last year. That's according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, which sets the official dates for the beginning and end of recessions. As NPR's John Itzi tells us, that makes the recent recession the longest economic downturn since the Great Depression.
According to the NBER, the recession began in December of 2007 and continued for 18 months. That's 2 months longer than the recessions of the mid-1970s and early 1980s. The members of the NBER's Business Cycle Dating Committee explained the long delay in calling the end of the slump by saying they wanted to wait for revisions in economic data that came late in July and August. The committee based its conclusions on employment and personal income data, as well as gross domestic product, a measure of the total output of the economy. Even though the recession officially ended in June of 2009, with unemployment at 9.6%, it still feels like a recession for millions of Americans. John Itzi, NPR News, Washington.
The economy is a central issue at a town hall-style meeting where President Obama is addressing people's concerns. And that meeting is being broadcast on CNBC. A fire sparked at a National Guard firing range blazed across 10,000 acres, burning four homes in suburban Salt Lake City. From member station KUER, Jenny Brendan reports from Harriman.
With flames shooting as high as 60 feet in the air and winds racing at 50 miles per hour, officials thought the damage from the fast-moving blaze would be severe. Utah Governor Gary Herbert toured the fire zone in a helicopter this morning.
When I left last night, I thought we'd probably lose 25 to 100 homes. And to find out today that we've only lost four, and we should not lose any more that we can see now, the weather permitting. It's just a remarkable, in fact, it's a miracle.
Midway through the night, winds died down and temperatures dropped. The fire isn't contained yet, and officials say winds could kick up again. 5,000 people were evacuated from their homes and won't be allowed back until the blaze is fully contained. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brendine in Harriman, Utah.
Thick, dark smoke is billowing from an area near New York's Harlem River. TV images show pilings on fire beneath the 138th Street lift bridge. There's been no immediate report of injuries. But all Metro North trains in and out of Grand Central Terminal are suspended. A federal advisory panel is deciding whether genetically modified salmon is safe enough to eat. Today, the Food and Drug Administration's hearing arguments from both sides of the debate. The FDA has already said it thinks the altered fish, which grows twice as fast as conventional salmon, is safe to consume. But critics warn of unforeseen dangers to humans and the environment. Dow's up more than 100 at 10,709. This is NPR. An Afghan election watchdog is alleging fraud during last weekend's parliamentary vote in Afghanistan and is calling for an independent investigation. Nader Nadiri, chairman of the Free and Fair Elections Foundation, which deployed thousands of observers to polling stations on Saturday, alleged widespread irregularities.
The most serious one is the ballot staffing. Our observers have observed in around 280 centers where in 28 provinces where the ballot staffing did occur.
Observers also say they witness underage voting and people casting ballots more than once. But the U.S. and other allies applauded the heavy voter turnout despite election-related violence. The French government is raising the level of what it calls a terror threat from possible suicide bombers. Frank Browning has details from Paris.
The announcement came this morning from France's embattled Interior Minister Brice Hortefeux, who warned of a possible attack on the nation's transportation system. Hortefeux, who has been in charge of the controversial raids and deportation of Roma people and who intensified internal security campaigns last summer, said police are looking for a woman suspected of involvement in a terror attack cell. Paris's Grand Mosque and its moderate rector, Dalil Boubacar, who has often been verbally attacked by hardline Islamist groups, has been given extra armed guards. Hortefeux has himself been sharply criticized by human rights groups, and as recently as Saturday, Prime Minister François Fillon distanced himself from some of Hortefeux's more inflammatory statements. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.